cavalli gatto e storo patto.
Cavalli gatto e storo patto, mancavo di madre.
And now, for your spastic update, I am your host, Gilroy McFadden, with
Week in Geek.
Topic 1.
Tonopah, Nevada. The 92-year-old nursing home resident, Frank Weltbottom, accused of putting chicken pot pies in mailboxes in five states, told authorities he was trying to make an anarchy pattern on the map, a sheriff said Thursday. The first 16 pot pies were arranged in two lines, one in Illinois and Iowa, and the other in Nebraska. On a map, the lines could resemble the left upstroke and crosshatch of the 1980s heavy metal anarchy symbol, employed by bands such as Motley Crue and Warrant. The final chicken pot pies, found in Colorado and Texas, form an arc that could be the beginning of a circle going around the big A, completing the symbol. There was a comment made to one of my officers about his hope to make an anarchy symbol when he was all finished, Juxtapalu County Sheriff Penisalong said. Salong said Frank Weltbottom made the comments to an undercover county officer shortly after his arrest outside Tonopah on Tuesday. His demeanor was very jovial. He looked very well fed and smelled like carrots and gravy, the sheriff said. An FBI official would not comment on the sheriff's report, but did use the report to shade his eyes in the bright Nevada sun. Meanwhile, Weltbottom's parents, Red and Sticky Weltbottom, met with their son at the county jail in Tonopah for a half hour. They were separated by glass and spoke by telephone. "We are here to see our son in his hour of need," Sticky Weltbottom told reporters afterwards. "We told him we love him. I feel a lot better knowing he's been eating right." Weltbottom faces federal charges in Illinois, Nebraska, and Iowa, where his initial court appearance is scheduled for Friday. At a hearing Wednesday, U.S. Magistrate Boom Boom Lana Brona Wapapna denied a request to release Weltbottom to the custody of his parents. "It's apparent to me that he suffers from some health problems," Lana Plutow said. "Every 2 hours or so, Frank is on the toilet screaming in agony, and I don't feel the parents will be of much help to him. Doctors have him on a slow Metamucil drip and don't expect him to be fit for travel for at least several weeks." If convicted, Weltbottom could be sent to prison for life. Red Weltbottom said he expects the legal proceedings to be a long process. "It's already been very hard on us," he said. "Our heart goes out to the families of the victims." The FBI said Weltbottom placed 18 chicken pot pies in mailboxes in Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, along with anti-bird's eye notes. Six of the chicken pot pies were eaten last Friday, injuring four letter carriers and two residents. The eight chicken pot pies in Iowa and Illinois were found in rural locations that form an uneven ring about 70 miles in diameter. The Nebraska chicken pot pie sites, about 350 miles away, form a ring about 90 miles across. The other chicken pot pies were found hundreds of miles away, one in Salida, Colorado, the other in Amarillo, Texas. The FBI issued an alert for Weltbottom after his father called police Monday night about letters from his son that included references to death, anti-bird's eye comments, and the phrase, "Mailboxes will smell delicious." The same phrase was in the notes found with the chicken pot pies. Authorities said Frank Weltbottom has confessed to making 24 chicken pot pies out of a delectable blend of chicken, peas, carrots, and his own secret gravy recipe. The final 10 chicken pot pies, found in mailboxes, and the 6 found in his car were not prepped for immediate dining, authorities said. Weltbottom's parents arrived in Tonopah County Airport early Thursday from their home in Sunny Rest, Minnesota. Red Weltbottom said he wanted to thank the FBI and the Sheriff's Department for making the visit possible, so we have a better understanding of what's going through his mind and what is happening. Juxtapalu County Sheriff Penisalong said Weltbottom did not seem upset that his father had turned him in. "I think he understands. I don't think there are any ill feelings there at all," the sheriff said. "It was an emotional goodbye. Father and son sharing Hostess cupcakes." The sheriff added, "I think as each moment goes by, the consequences are starting to set in for Frank. I think he is beginning to realize just how harmful chicken pot pies can be to the normal citizenry of this country, especially citizens unable to deal with the rigors of reheating homemade pot pies of any kind." Salong said Weltbottom was headed for California when he was arrested, but couldn't for the life of him figure out why he, or anyone for that matter, would want to go there.
The name Lyman's House is the place that we practice, and it's halfway between West Des Moines and Waterloo.
I've been looking for something new. I've been waiting for a girl like you. I've been waiting around such a long time.
Gator Bait 4 years ago. Jeff and I played in high school together, but then we reunited with Gator Bait. So total years is probably about 22 years we've actually all played together. The last, at Lyman's House, has been the last year.
Well, really about 6 years we've played together.
This time.
Government check. When you gonna get that maverick that's up on blocks out of my front yard? Mama told me you'd mount to nothing. You get to Walmart right now and get my curlers and face cream.
I'm Ross Hillsman and I play guitar and sing.
My baby walked in with a rolling pin in hand. She said, now why'd you do some work? Why'd you be a real man? And I said, baby, 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 why can't you see? I'm busy right now. I'm watching TV. I can't take it no more. at me.
I can't take it.
Hey, I'm Jeff and I'm the drummer.
I can't take it. I can't take it.
Callie is our lead vocalist and the one with all the looks. Tim with the long hair is our bass player,
and he's the only one of us that's really a musician.
Just been listening to is a band named Lyman's House, and I believe I had the pleasure of world premiering them right here on the Weekend Geek, exclusively on Spankwagon Audio. Back to you, Trencher.